We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got for us today?
Well, more good news. If you think this segment sucks, we're going to make it better at the end because we have a giveaway.
Everything's a little better with a nice giveaway.
Right. Especially everything. This segment. Here we go, guys. Gronk basically made it official yesterday. He was on WEI. He was taking calls and doing his media rounds again and basically made it official that he's done and not coming back this season, which is good to hear him say because he's taking a good enough beating, I think, and
he'll be back week 10. It is amazing as good as he is and was and the way he played. I mean, he's going down as one of the great tight ends of all time. His all-around game was just phenomenal. That the pain and stuff.
Too much.
He got out. Plus, I think he's getting in a business where he's going to have a chance to make that kind of money, to be honest.
He's going to be all over the place. And if he could polish himself a little bit talking-wise, you don't think that one of these pregame shows is going to take him?
If the company he's working for hits the jackpot, he's going to be just fine.
Right. Hey, he said that the CBD stuff he's using fixed all his concussion problems.
That CBD stuff is...
But it said he fixed everything. I don't have any problems anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true or not, but...
Hey, listen. Good for what they're paying him, I'd be screaming CBD.
Right. You're right.
All day.
Why not?
What else you got, Woody?
All right, guys. We got a big event that might be coming to Hard Rock Stadium. Formula One might have the new Miami Grand Prix coming in May of 2021 if the Miami-Dade Commission signs off on the deal here. Hard Rock Stadium and Formula One estimate the race would have an annual economic impact of $400 million.
Wow.
It looks really cool, by the way. Did you guys see the pictures?
Yeah, I did see the picture.
I got to tell you, it's incredible that one stadium can do so many different things. So I no longer go, are you sure that's going to work around that stadium? First of all, he's still got about as many acres as any professional franchise that we've ever seen, going back to Wayne Huizenga. I think he bought the Turnpike. We just didn't know it.
Wow.
He's got the property from that to University.
That's why it's 12
across
bucks
the street, side, so... Yeah, I guess it really comes down to Miami Gardens if those people want it or not.
It's a lot to do right there. All I saw yesterday on Twitter after they made this announcement, or Garfinkel came out and made the announcement, was a lot of people writing to Garfinkel, where are we going to have to park for the game on the Turnpike?
Yeah.
Considering what it does with the parking lots and how it goes
Well, nobody
around.
Knows that Stephen Ross bought like 6 miles of the Turnpike. There's now a new road where you're going to have to go over the top of the turnpike.
Right. It's a spaceship. You're parking a spaceship now. That's it. No problems for anyone. We're good. Just leave the car here. We'll beam it up. You'll be back.
Hey, man. It is incredible, all the events. If he gets this done.
He is one hell of a businessman.
He's doing a couple concerts a year.
Yeah.
Couple huge soccer
matches
or friendlies.
Friendlies.
We've got Miami Dolphins.
Right.
National championship,
right?
Semi game coming up, Super Bowl coming up,
Miami Open
for,
don't forget about the tennis.
Basically 3 weeks, two weeks of tournament, week to warm up, get everything going, with record numbers last year. Anything else?
Oh, a big race maybe. That's it. Yeah, whatever else you could fit in there.
I'm gonna tell you, those owners got to be. How do you do that? How do you do all those events? Jeez.
Who's laughing now at the $1.1 billion sale?
That's why he's got a sports company, too, that goes with his team. What else you got, Woody?
Have you guys by any chance heard that there's an issue in college basketball with these shoe companies?
No, what's that? breaking news. Play the breaking news thing.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway.
Nobody ever mentions it, though. They're paying those colleges so much money. They're going, well, it's not really. I mean, you've got a bigger issue in Adidas and Nike. Okay.
Well, we got a post from the official Kentucky men's basketball account of Coach Cal holding up a pair of brand new $5,000 Air Jordan 3s that were gifted by DJ Khaled.
Wow.
Now, $5,000 is just an estimated resale price. That's what you'd have to pay for them right now if you wanted this really rare pair of shoes.
But?
So that's what the going rate is.
So you have to help
me out. You can't actually buy them.
So he's now a big fan of Kentucky, too?
Sure, yeah.
Well, everyone is.
Everyone is. Drake, everybody.
But why not tweet out that you got a pair of $5,000 Jordans?
Yeah, that helps.
I got to tell you, that entertainment business are the worst front-running sports fans of all time. It's not even close.
Ever.
1 minute, they're 305, and the next minute, no. Hell no, they're good. And they just go, and I don't know if Drake kind of started the pioneer of going everywhere.
Yeah, he was the first one.
Well, funny you should bring up Drake, Joe, because Drake gave Coach Cal a couple of pairs of Jordans last year. He gave him a pair of the Kentucky OVO Air Jordan 14s, which were valued at $25,000 on a third-party auction site. And he also got a pair of the Kentucky Madness Air Jordan 8s, which were valued at $40,000.
Well, you know what? That's just what the second highest paid coach in basketball, college basketball, needs.
He needs that.
You know what? And make sure you send a pair to poor Coach K, too. He probably needs them, too.
Can I ask a dumb question? Do you wear a pair of shoes that are worth $40,000?
No.
You just put
them up? If you're Coach Cal, you do.
No.
I guess.
Yeah, no, he's making. You're probably right. Anybody starts making, $700,000 a month, that's
right. I'm just saying, you get gifted a $40,000 pair of shoes.
No.
You put them on a shelf?
For you and I, no way.
Yeah.
They go, matter of fact,
box.
They go in a box or you put them up next to all your other sports stuff.
Yeah, memorabilia
and
in the office.
Put a glass around them. Don't touch.
Cal wears them around campus. He jogs in them.
Wow, that's amazing.
Those players better not sell an autograph, though.
By the way, be careful.
Be on probation 20 years.
You know what? Wood, that's a great point.
Death penalty for your school.
Can you imagine if he was to give them some of the top players there? But it's all right to give the coach.
Right. Well, as long as they don't sell them, they're good to go.
Great point. Great point by you, Woody.
All right, I got a trivia question for you guys here.
Uh-oh.
And I think Joe might be able to get this one, but there is one team. Well, it's a baseball question, Joe. I know you like baseball. There is one team in Major League Baseball now after the Nationals that has never reached the World Series.
Oh, man.
The Nationals, of course, were the Expos, and so they've made it now. After yesterday, there's one team left. They play out west.
Angels.
Very west.
Seattle.
That is correct.
I was thinking Ken Griffey Jr. and those guys got there. Martinez and a young
Randy
A-Rod.
Johnson, remember, with pitched for that team?
No. They did not make it.
No.
They were actually up in the championship series 2-1, and they ended up losing.
Oh, they choked it.
We'll tell you, it was one of the most enjoyable teams to watch. Junior jumping over the fence and before he started having all those injuries.
And Randy pitching, right? Wasn't Randy a pitcher for that team?
They had a team. I didn't even think that. You got me.
Oh. Got that one right.
I have one more stat for you guys here as we go to football for this one. This came across Twitter, and I found this to be interesting. Bruce Allen's winning percentage with the Redskins is .364.
Oof.
Over his tenure there. If Bill Belichick lost the remaining 10 games this season, then went 0-16 for the next 23 years, his winning percentage would be .368. Still not as bad.
That's amazing.
But Bruce Allen stays getting paid, man.
It would take him 23 years. Belichick has coached 25 years in total, 20 with New England, 5
That's
with Cleveland.
He'll be 104 years old.
All you have to do is be the punching bag for the owner, take all the hits.
Get cash.
Be the greatest yes man of all time. As long as you're not getting hit directly and Bruce Allen's the guy, the fall guy. David Sampson did that a little bit for Jeffrey Loria.
Right. I think I found my calling.
So, you like, if you don't mind, you get big checks.
Like big checks.
And you got to take a little bit of the hit that you have no clue what you're doing.
I could do that probably good, yeah.
So, and you're in. That's it.
Adam Gase needs a guy like that.
What
right?
do you got one more for me? You
do? I do, Joe, and I have the ultimate bathroom reading here for you coming up.
Oh,
Tiger
no.
Woods.
Oh, you cannot beat this, my SI.
Well, this is going to be good.
No, the Canseco book.
Tiger Woods is writing a book. He announced Tuesday that he is writing his first ever memoir. It's going to be called Back. I don't know if that refers to his recovery from his back injury or his return back to golf. There's a lot of meanings for the word back there. But it's that Tiger said it will trace his journey through the 2019 Masters win.
Oh, he's not going all the way.
But he's not going back to, like, the Perkins
Wait
waitress?
Wait a sec.
His story should be included in it.
So
I mean, he's
got
to go back
now?
To banging them 9 at a time when he was.
That would sell.
It's starting from the beginning going up to the 2019
wow.
Masters win.
I like
oh,
that.
Yeah. No, that's definitely.
I'm all in.
I will get it. And it will be in the restroom, and I'll get through that real quickly. That's a good one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.